And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Archaeologists in Jerusalem said that an ancient site where Jesus healed a blind man have been uncovered, revealing a place not seen for more than 2,000 years. First noted in the Old Testament book of 2 Kings 2020, the Pool of Siloam and its steps featuring the account of Jesus healing the man who was born without sight, that the works of God might be displayed in him, John 9:3. While a small section of the Pool of Siloam has been accessible for a number of years, the new dig, as such excavations are called, reveals the vast majority of the large pool that dates back to the 8th century BC. The steps of the pool, located in the City of David's site in what is called Biblical Jerusalem, have been under excavation since December. According to the online report, significant progress has been made in unearthing the landmark. Ziev Orenstein, International Affairs Director for the City of David Foundation, told the network the dig is one of the greatest affirmations of that heritage and the millennia-old bond Jews and Christians have with Jerusalem. He said, "The half mile running through the City of David from the Pool of Siloam in the south, continuing along the pilgrimage road, up to the footsteps of the Western Wall, Southern Steps and Temple Mount represents the most significant half mile on the planet. The Pool of Siloam was at one point as large as 1.25 acres and was a significant site in the ancient city. The healing miracle where Jesus spat on the ground and applied the resulting mud to the blind man's eyes culminated in his command that the man wash in the Pool of Siloam, which the man did, regaining his sight. The site was built around 2,700 years ago as part of Jerusalem's water system in the 8th century BC. It served as a reservoir for the Gihon Spring, from which water was diverted and stored in underground tunnels. Construction of the pool began during the reign of King Hezekiah, as cited in the Bible in the Book of Kings 2, 2020, according to the two Israeli agencies and the City of David Foundation. A stroke of luck revealed the pool in 2004 when infrastructure work carried out by the Hakeon Water Company uncovered some of the pool's steps. The Israel Antiquities Authority, under supervision of Professors Ronnie Reich and Eli Shukron, launched a survey. As a result, the northern perimeter, as well as a small section of the eastern perimeter of the Pool of Siloam, were uncovered. A Spanish man who tore pages out of a church record book in a desperate attempt to rise up the ranks of the Knights of Malta has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. The man from Valencia, identified only as OAP, vandalized the archive to hide evidence of low-born ancestors who were blocking his path to becoming a knight of honor and devotion in obedience in the centuries-old Catholic fellowship. Claimants must pass the test of nobility, lineage, and Christianity to gain the position. OAP was already a knight of lower class in the chivalric Order of Malta, made up from 13,500 knights, dames, and chaplains. In order to improve his status, OAP removed certain ancestors from 18th and 19th century parochial records in diocese and archive of Teruel to position himself as a more direct heir of high-standing knight in the family history. He also removed marriage and baptism records. OEP's claim was met with suspicion in Rome, where the order is based, and a representative was dispatched to Teruel to check the documentary sources. Police were called to investigate after the discovery of missing pages in the tomes. Shortly after the damage was reported, the archive received some of the missing pages in the post, along with a note saying that a person had handed them over under the secret of confession to a priest. The court concluded that OAP had ordered the delivery in an attempt to cover up his tracks. In 2021, a court in Teruel found OAP guilty of crimes against historical heritage, sentencing him to jail for 2 years and imposing a fine of £10,300 for the damage caused. On Friday, Spain's Supreme Court confirmed the sentence, which could still be suspended. Dedicated to humanitarian assistance, the order has diplomatic relations with more than 110 states on all continents and permanent observer status at the United Nations. A Muslim pupil taking Catherine Birbal Singh to court over a prayer ban was suspended last year for allegedly threatening to stab another child. The pupil at Michaela Community School in Wembley, North West London, has launched a High Court challenge to the school's prayer ban, which she claims is discriminatory. Michaela, a free school founded by Ms. Birbal-Singh in 2014, is one of the top performing state schools in the country and is rated outstanding by Ofsted. Court papers state that the pupil, who cannot be named, was suspended for 5 days last year for threatening to stab another pupil. According to the school's lawyers, the pupil accepted she had said to another pupil, "If you tell anyone, I will stab you." The pupil then refused to say what she had said to the other pupil before making the threat, according to the school. Court documents referred to a behaviour record for the pupil known as TTT to protect her anonymity, which stated TTT was speaking negatively about the school and her plans to destroy it. She said it would involve fewer people than last time. She then threatened another girl by saying she would stab her if she said anything about it. Lawyers for the pupil claimed that the exclusion was a great shock to the pupil and that her account of events had not been taken into consideration. A quarter of Michaela's pupils are from disadvantaged backgrounds. However, last year, 82% of its sixth form pupils went to Russell Group universities, including Cambridge, St Andrews and Imperial. Around half of the 700 pupils at the school are Muslim. The school initiated a prayer ban in March last year after some pupils began praying in the playground. An online petition was launched demanding a prayer room be established. Teachers then began to receive threats and feared for their safety, according to the secular school. The school was also told of incidents in which Muslim pupils who were not praying faced intimidation from some other Muslim pupils. Ms. Birbal-Singh said that the school's governing body responded by banning prayer in school altogether, which she said restored calm and order to the school. In a statement released last Wednesday, she said, "We have always been clear to parents and pupils when they apply to Michaela that because of our restricted building combined with our strict ethos that does not allow children to wander around the school unsupervised, we cannot have a prayer room. At Michaela, those from all religions make sacrifices so that we can maintain a safe, secular community." The pupil's legal challenge is being funded by public money after she secured legal aid. The cost of the dispute is expected to run into hundreds of thousands of pounds. A heartbroken mother collapsed and died, just aged 39, while speaking at her father-in-law's funeral service. Mother of three, Sarah Healy, tragically suffered a cardiac arrest during her eulogy to her children's grandfather. Her family said life will never be the same, and it has been a terrible blow to them all. The nurse of Staines, Surrey, went to the funeral with her grieving partner, James West, and their three children aged 16, 7 and 6. But tragedy struck the family for a second time as she spoke at the service to father-in-law Roy West, 81. Miss Healy's mother, Gladys Healy of Flintshire, said, "Sarah was one of those who spoke in tribute to the father of James. However, Sarah suddenly fell to the ground during her eulogy. It seems that Sarah had suffered an attack of arrhythmia or a cardiac arrest. She had no history of any heart trouble, and we are all devastated by her sudden death. The horrific incident happened at Slough Crematorium." Gladys continued, "It was a terrible blow to our family. It was a blow to her partner, who has just lost his own father. It was a blow to the three young children left behind, and it was a blow to her dad, Dave, I, and Sarah's younger sister, Tricia, who was at the ceremony with us." Ms. Healy was a registered nurse and a highly qualified prescriber who had moved on to specialise in oncology and the treatment of cancer patients. Her sister, Tricia, said, "Losing my older and only sister has been the hardest thing I have ever experienced. I spoke to her daily, and we had an extremely close bond that only sisters will experience. Life will never be the same, but I find planning things with friends, talking and crying when you need to, with no shame has helped." Keen gardener Roy West died of cancer in October. Ms. Healy's father Dave said he's thrown himself into work and read a great deal on the sudden loss of a loved one and the grieving process. He added, "One of the most valuable things I've learned is that rather than falling into absolute despair, you can try to do something worthwhile in memory of the loved one." And finally, Pastor Jamie was in a taxi and tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question. The driver screamed, lost control of the car, nearly hit a bus, went up on the footpath and stopped inches from a shop window. For a second, everything was quiet in the cab. Then the driver said, "Look, mate, Don't ever do that again. You scared the living daylights out of me. Pastor Jamie apologised and said, I didn't realise that a little tap would scare you so much. The driver replied, Sorry, it's not really your fault. Today's my first day as a cab driver. I've been driving a funeral hearse for the last 25 years.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.